Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
News, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News, 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 news.
Wow, it's I'm envious. 60 degrees in New York City. Oh man, I could really use some 60 degree weather, baby. It's bleak here, but not bleak in the sports world, people. 8 games in the NBA. Here are the lines, fellas. Boston at Cleveland. Boston minus 11, 214.5, down from 209. Big swing there. Kyrie Irving out for the Celtics. Lakers in Indiana tonight. Lakers 2.5, 217.5. Clippers and Charlotte Hornets laying 3.5, 224. Detroit and the New York Knicks. Pistons laying 3.5. Total low. 207. Toronto taking on Philadelphia tonight. Big game in the East. The Sixers minus 3.5, 231.5. Up from 228 this morning, Gabe, but Kyle Lowry out for Toronto in another key game. Another big player for the Raptors is out. Orlando and Oklahoma City. What else is new? Oh, he's back in, is he? I hear he was out, so I'm going to check my update again. I heard out, I heard in, I heard back out.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Yeah. We'll double check again, too, to see what the deal is. But I heard he was back in, and supposedly he was pissed off. He was pissed off that the Raptors listed him as doubtful.
Yeah, because of back injury, right? Yeah, okay, we'll double-check that because I saw the local news. They said he was basically did an update on where I'm watching golf right now, said he was out, but we will check that. Good stuff, Brad.
Well, you are in Toronto. No, you are in Toronto.
Well, you are the update guy, apparently. No, because the thing is...
No.
This could be happening. We'll be on top of this one for sure. Or Orlando, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City 10-24.5. Bottom line is they got to win these games, Marantzi. Minnesota and this mini minus 1, 206. Low total in that one. And finally, Miami at Portland. Blazers, whew, nice and smooth, 7.5, 212 is your total. The price for New Orleans is apparently too much for the Lakers right now. Reports out of L.A. this afternoon, they're out. The Pelicans are talking at least 4 first-round picks. We had 6 players listed in a deal yesterday, but apparently the Knicks, Bucks, and Clippers still linked to AD, but we'll see what happens there. That price tag is monstrous. The 25-year-old averaging 29.3 points, 12.3 boards, and 2.6 blocks in 41 games this season. He's making $25.4 million, and he's hurt a lot. The Pelicans say they have no intention of signing an extension either, so stay tuned. Something's got to go down by the Thursday trade deadline. More horrible news for John Wall and the Wizards today, Gabe. This guy just can't catch a break right now. Wall to undergo surgery to repair a ruptured Achilles tendon after a slip and fall at his home. Horrible. He's expected out a year. Wall underwent a season-ending procedure earlier this season to decrease chances of another injury. Now, that's what we can say bad, Gabe. That's bad luck. That's 2 for 2 for Wall, and that's not cool at all. NBA trade deadline, as I mentioned, we're going to have you covered on the network all week long, and it's Thursday. The mayor of San Francisco today says she doesn't want the Raiders in her city for a quick pit stop. The Raiders currently speaking to San Francisco Giants about sharing Oracle Park in 2019. They're going to move to Vegas in 2020, and the mayor says, we don't want your stinky asses in our city. Boston, the city of champions, hundreds of thousands of people were wasted today packing the streets and apparently punching each other out as well. Lots of fights, lots of Sam Adams, drinks were flowing. Yeah, blood was flowing too at the Patriots celebration. I don't understand, Marantzi, why they're pissed off. The Boston Red Sox just won months earlier in the World Series, and now the City of Champions gets another win. We die for this many championships here and in New York City. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown involved in a domestic dispute in January, but he was not arrested. A woman telling the Hollywood, Florida Police Department that Brown committed some form of misconduct, but we're still looking for specifics. The news comes as the Steelers pondered the idea of trading Brown after tensions grew week 17 of the regular season, resulting in the receiver being benched for the team's final game. The guy's now 30 years old. He had 1,297 yards, 15 TDs in 15 games this season, and is a 7-time Pro Bowler, but he's not getting any younger. Baseball news, Carlos Correa, a happy guy. The Houston Astros shortstop won his arbitration case today. He's going to make a smooth $5 million in 2019. And the field of suitors for catcher JT Realmuto expanding. The Phillies apparently have checked checked in. Aaron Judge of the Yankees says, bring Bryce Harper to New York City. I don't think that's going to happen, but reports today indicating 8 teams in the mix, but a lot of those clubs, they want short-term deals. And in hockey, we talked about it. Auston Matthews, huge 5-year contract extension with the Leafs today. He's going to make $11.634 million a year. We have 12 games on the NHL ice tonight, too. And in the NCAA, very, very busy basketball night, too. We got South Carolina, Kentucky, Wildcats, 15.5, 146. Boston College and Duke. Duke, minus 23.5, 157. Michigan State and Illinois, Sparties, minus 10, 147. St. John's in your backyard, but they're at Marquette. Golden Eagles, 6, 155 is your over-under. The Battle of North Carolina as well. Number 8, UNC hosting NC State. Tar Heels laying 11. Total, 163. Gabe, number 1, Tennessee
NC
and
State,
Mizzou.
163.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you like?
They scored 24
like?
Points in her last game.
Yeah, under. Number 1, Tennessee hosting Mizzou. Vols minus 17, 141.5. And we have two battles today. The Battle of Kansas as well. Kansas State hosting number 13, Kansas. Wildcats minus 2, total 130. We have 12 games in the NHL tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll give you all the lines there. Keep it locked for another hour of me and Gabe on Red Heat and Rage at 6 o'clock. Picks in the DFS hour, too. We got a basketball lineup, a hockey lineup, and a whole lot more. Back to you, Moretzi.
All right, let's do this thing, Yang.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Level 2, game time decisions. I threw out a poll question earlier in the morning, actually. Now that the NFL is over, what are you most looking forward to? NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, or March Madness?
And I voted March Madness, and then I'll get ready for the playoffs later. I always voted the polls.
43% voted hockey, NHL. Corey thinks it's all Canadians that voted only. I don't really believe that, but
no, Yang
it
likes
has
hockey.
To be more Canadians.
Yang yep. likes hockey. He named a few Rangers, and by the way, his Rangers screwed me out of a nice parlay last night, losing to the Kings, which really sucked, but hey, it is what it is. Big board tonight, Morenci. Big card. Big card Julio. 12 games on the ice tonight, 8 in the NBA, tons in basketball. Very busy sport night for gambling. We have a lot of basically a full menu tonight. Let's make our selections count.
All right, we'll go through each game then. We'll get Cam's take on these games. We'll get some DFS action as well. The Toronto Raptors playing against the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. And yeah, Kyle Lowry will
play.
Try to play, Cam. Yes, yep. Will. Yes.
Yeah, I see the update here. Yep. They got in there. Interesting. Out now trying to play. This is a game, and we've talked about this all the time now. Yeah, listed as probable from doubtful. Enough is enough.
Yeah, like
this
I said,
line,
this morning.
To win these
this
games.
This morning, he complained. Like, basically, supposedly he was pissed off that they listed him as doubtful or whatever. Yet, I don't know. He's got to play better. Lowry's got to play better. Now we got this back issue again. He seems to be getting a little surly again already. It's a thing with Kyle. I like him, but, man, he's a moody dude, man. And like,
yeah, he's very moody.
You know? Yeah, but it's you know, it's not a problem with his teammates, but I'd like to see a little more positivity from the dude. Now he's got a bad back again. It'll be interesting to see if the Raptors do anything before the trade deadline as well. And I wouldn't have a problem if they tweak things a little bit. You know, they're a good team, but you can never get complacent, especially if you try to win a title or make it to a title. Yet, you know, I hope the Raptors can make it to the finals, Cam, but it's almost like, you know, this Golden State team is just over the top again, right? Not invincible, but... It'd be
very
real
close.
Tough to beat him in a 7-game series.
And you saw I was watching some different shows today and stuff, flicking around the channels. They had to sit down interview with T-Mac, Tracy McGrady, and Kobe Bryant, like talking about, you know, their friendship over the years and rivalry, and basically saying Houston can't win like that. Harden can get 40 every night. It's not going to work in the playoffs. He's got to distribute. I have to agree. You can score as much as you want. You're not going to beat Golden State like that. You got to do something different. Other guys are going to have to chip in.
Houston don't play good enough defense. And it's not something you could just start doing suddenly when the playoffs start.
Correct.
That's what gives the Raptors a good puncher's chance, actually, that they really can play defense.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I gotta be honest, that commercial, the last two commercials, yeah, kind of depressed me.
Yeah, I know. Ken Lovin,
Care Rain,
Valentine's Day.
I got Ronis telling me how
money.
Yeah, I got Ronis telling me there's no sports left, and you know, it's just DFS, and you're gonna start doing your baseball research. Sounded like work. I gotta paint my house, you know, paint the garage or something. And then the next one was talking about your loved one and winning yeah, fantasy money so you can go out on Valentine's Day. Like, I don't know how many of our guys listening right now have Valentine's. Like I said, I think it just makes people more depressed, to be honest.
Wow, did you see, Gabe, just interesting. I was just like going through some Twitter stuff from Bleacher Report NBA. It says the Grizzlies rejecting an offer from Toronto earlier for Kyle Lowry and Jonas Valanciunas for Mike Conley and Mark Gasol.
Wow.
Interesting. Very interesting. Kyle Johnson, where there's smoke, is there fire? Yeah, interesting. Kyle Lowry, he's had a temperamental back. Maybe it's his heart that's hurt, not his back.
No wonder.
It's his feelings.
No wonder he's in a bad mood.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm telling you. Like, he's been surly the last few days. Yeah, he hasn't played. Like, something, you know what I mean?
Good call.
I've been saying, Masai Ujiri is aggressive. And one thing we saw with Masai Ujiri is he doesn't care, man. He traded DeMar DeRozan, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
No one is untouchable in his mind, right? If he thinks the Raptors would be a better team, he'll trade your ass. He will.
Yeah. No, I know. And you know Kyle. You brought it up. He's one of those guys. He can be very friendly and jovial at other times and then just pout and be angry. And great player. But, yeah, and you said it recently, Morenci. He's been bad. We can't call it out for what it is. It's not been a really good run for the team. They've been horrible in big games against the Bucks, before against the Sixers,
it's not
against
good
San Antonio.
Enough. We're not going to win in the playoffs
exactly
the way he's playing.
And Masai knows that. You know, that's the bottom line.
Because I know. And I'm a pretty big defender of him. And even I know him, like, you know, come playoff time, man. Like, we're only going to go. Like, yeah, they have Kawhi Leonard, but they better have something else. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Would they really be trading Jonas Valanciunas? The guy's been injured. You can't believe every trade rumor, right?
Yeah.
You can't believe this. But me personally, it's funny. I thought about Mike Conley on the Raptors. Van Fleet just can't do it, Cam. That's the problem. Van Fleet's a backup. And my deal was, we need Mike Conley and Kyle Lowry. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need Bradley Beal and Kyle Lowry. I don't want to get rid of Lowry, but I want a little insurance, and we need somebody else out there besides Van Fleet all the time. Van Fleet's a decent backup, but he just plays too much, man, like with the Raptors, because of Lowry. His back always hurts. That's the whole thing. Like, it's hard to trust him going into this, and I think Masai Ujiri, Cam, basically, let's be real, he traded DeMar DeRozan, who was under contract, bro, for a player that might leave Toronto. You know what I mean?
I got to be honest.
Like, the Raptors, this is it. Like, they need to go on a run, bro.
I like Kyle Lowry and Jonas Valanciunas, but I'd rather have Mike Conley and Gasol.
They're both hurt, though, often, those two, too.
Yeah, it's true, but
I know. It makes them a better team. I'm not going to lie.
I just look at Gasol and Conley. I'm like, I kind of like that a little bit better. It's actually a very interesting deal. Like, it makes a lot of sense on both sides. It's a deal that actually probably was very close to happening. Like, I look at it, you can kind of balance it, but I have a slight lean to Mike Conley due to consistency. And I've always been a fan of Gasol. I think he's still a good player. So, you know, and Valanciunas is beat up all the time. That guy's hurt. So he's coming back tonight, actually, though. We'll see.
As I stated, I think it's Thursday. I think he's coming back Thursday.
They were talking about tonight, but maybe Thursday. We'll see.
Yeah. I'll do the Raptor updates.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Up to the minute with Gabe. I do everything. Do the spreads. Gabe, what do you got for the Raptors?
Yeah. Kyle Lowry is in. He's pissed off. I told you he was mad. There was a report this morning. Kyle Lowry was a little surly. I heard Kyle was a little grumpy this morning. And, yeah, there's always, like you said, man, there's always something up, right, with the Raptors. It's trade deadline day. It's 2 days. I'd be real, Cam. This is the NBA. You got to have thick skin. I think Lowry does too. That's one thing. He does have thick skin. He's surly, but he gets into business, you know?
Yeah, he understands the business, but, you know, we've been looking at this team for a long period of time, Gabe, and we've been at these playoff games. It's not close. You had an opportunity where LeBron was the one guy. Cleveland smokes you. Years before, huge favorites, losing to Washington and getting schooled by guys like Gortat and Wall and Beal. Like, that was an embarrassing series. That was actually, if you really look down recent gambling numbers, that's one of the worst beats ever. They were like minus 800 in that series, and they got smoked. They got swept. Like, this has been an escalator that's supposed to be going up for a long period of time, and there's only so much patience. You say, like, losing after a while, it gets frustrating as hell. Like, you talk about the Leafs, they're just a young team. The Raptors have been close for many years now, and it just doesn't feel like they're even gonna get that next step. Milwaukee's playing better, Boston's good, they're deep. It's tough, man. I know it's very, very difficult to be number one. He knows this too.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that he sees the same things you see and I see when we get frustrated watching him in big games on TV.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that's – so what's this game tonight for Kyle Lowry then? Like, this is his last game as a Raptor? And another thing is, if Kyle – this is another thing, Cam. If Kyle Lowry was going to get traded, he wouldn't be playing tonight.
Yeah, I know that. Well, that's why they say this deal, like, it's not going, it didn't go down. Somebody nixed it. We don't know if it was the Raptors or the Grizz, but that this is apparently.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's interesting.
The last time, nothing, this is coming out of Memphis.
Yep.
This ain't coming out of Toronto.
Like, correct.
Masai Ujiri does not leak his talks. He does not. They're 100%, like, there's more leaks out of the White House than there is the Air Canada Center. Like, they do not talk the Raptors publicly. Like, no one knows what they're doing ever. You know, so, you know, the Kawhi stuff sort of broke. They were in the mix for a couple of days. And anyway, you know, you couldn't turn it off just because it was Kawhi Leonard, such a big name. But they're pretty good at it. But one thing I will say, he traded DeMar DeRozan. And he tried to trade DeMar DeRozan before. Like, before that, he tried to trade DeMar DeRozan to the Knicks for Porzingis, like, in the summertime. And that's after the Raptors went to game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, bro. Right?
Yeah, I know.
Masai Ujiri, they're not his guys, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. They were there when he got there.
True.
And it seems like he's not joined at the hip with these guys or almost blames them. And I hate to say it, but I was thinking the same thing. When I'm watching Kyle Lowry play recently, I'm thinking we're going to lose the playoffs with this guy playing like this.
He's right. Yeah, and I you know, Masai's not afraid to do anything. You say it, man. You watch these guys night after night after night.
They've tried to make Van Fleet a star. Like,
he's not. He's not a star.
They've made this kid some money. Like, Van Fleet's shown he can play in the NBA.
He has.
Because basically, they're almost like, man, if he could just get better, we wouldn't have to count on Kyle so much. But Van Fleet has a ceiling. He's good, but he's not going to win for you in the playoffs. And look, last year, he's taking shots at the end of the game, and, you know, they just have him on the court too much, in my opinion. I think we do need a guard. I've been saying it. You know, I wanted Bradley Beal, but for the Raptors. But the problem is, the Wizards ain't trading Bradley Beal, man. You know, they could have would have before, but even before when they had the problems, they were more into getting rid of John Wall than Bradley Beal. Like, that was the one that they were sort of putting out there when people were calling them, that no, we're keeping Beal. If you want Wall, he's available. But now Wall, they're handcuffed with Wall right now. And now with Wall being out forever, Wizards don't have a choice but to hang on to Bradley Beal.
Yeah, otherwise, exactly.
They don't have, like,
they have nothing.
The fans don't have a reason to go to the arena. You know what I mean?
Yep. Exactly.
Like, you need a superstar player in the NBA.
This story looks like it has legs. Like, the guy, I know there's going to be a lot of trade rumors and talk and all this stuff, but it's coming from Sports Illustrated. The guy's a respectable guy. Like, and it said it wasn't just that. There's a lot of teams talking, but I could see this going down. Like, if you're a Masai Ujiri, if I was him, you put him in our position, I would put that deal on the table to Memphis. I would. I'd say yes. You want to give us Conley and Gasol? I'm listening.
I wouldn't be down with this gig. Listen, JV's a very good player.
He is.
He's a good player. But if I'm Memphis, I'm not down with this deal either. If I'm Memphis, you're trying to rebuild, essentially.
Yeah.
You're not rebuilding by getting Kyle Lowry. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of doing that? Like, there's no real plus side to this. And plus, Lowry's under contract for another couple more years. All right, we'll talk about more of these NBA trade rumors that are flying around right now.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
All right, thanks to Kyle Johnson, regular listener. Shout out to Kyle, good, great guy. For the link here, see how Jake Fisher, Sports Illustrated, has a bunch of NBA reports on his Twitter right now. He's firing off.
Wow.
Memphis has most seriously continued dialogue with Utah and Detroit on Mike Conley trade packages. The Raptors called Memphis, offered Kyle Lowry and Jonas Valanciunas for Conley and Marc Gasol, per league sources. Lowry is aware of Toronto's general trade discussions. All right. He's got a story here, full article, full details on Raptors, Memphis Grizzlies trade discussions. Toronto Raptors reportedly reached out to Memphis and offered Jonas Valanciunas and Kyle Lowry, both for Conley and Gasol. Memphis source said would prefer to receive younger players. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Memphis asked for OG Anunoby.
Interesting.
It's interesting, hey, that they asked for him.
I would say Siakam, but continue.
Said sources say the Memphis told the Raptors that they're into dealing him, but they're not interested in JV or Kyle Lowry. They want younger players or draft picks. Like I said to you, this is what I said a minute ago.
Yeah.
If you're Memphis and you're doing this, you're not, you know what I mean? Mike Conley and Kyle Lowry, the same freaking player.
Yeah, they need to get younger.
That's true. No, you're absolutely right.
Like, what's the point of doing that, right? Like, they're looking to, like, clear money, and that's another thing.
But if you're
teams
the Raptors,
that want to get rid of players, Cam.
I'm just saying, Gabe, well, if you're the Raptors, I would rather, I'd rather have going into a playoff run, Mike Conley,
I like
Kyle Gasol.
I like OG, but I'll trade him for Mike Conley.
I agree with that 100%. Yes. You still got Siakam.
Like, OG is good, but exactly. Yeah. Siakam took OG's spot, essentially.
Yes.
Let's be real.
Yes.
They were both drafted in the same draft. And, yeah, one of them was a second rounder and one of them was a first rounder, but whatever. Siakam's the guy that got better, quicker, and he's the real deal. OG's a good player, but OG's going to have zero freaking impact on the playoffs. You know what I mean? The guy plays in the second unit. I don't know what his issue is this year, too. He's missed a lot of games for personal reasons. It's been an ongoing theme for him this year as well. He's a good kid. I got nothing against him. But, hey, it's a business. You know, it is what it is. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But the whole thing is Kyle Lowry makes a lot of money. That's why the Raptors are trying to do it as well. You know, that they're like, hey, take this contract from us. But Memphis are not dumb. No. Like, I'm not surprised that they would say, no, give us some young guys. Siakam's untouchable. You're not trading Siakam. I like JV. I don't really think that, you know, JV should be on the market as much as he is, to be honest. They always want to get rid of him, but I actually think he's pretty good, but he is hurt a lot, right?
Definitely.
You know, we can't deny it. He's hurt all the time.
Getting all sorts of weird emails and stuff for NC. So I'll tell you this. We're talking basketball right now. I'll tell you a funny story in our next segment. You talk about flow. I don't want to ruin the basketball flow, but just got a crazy, crazy email from a guy that we know who just invested in some property. It's a good story, too.
All right. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Yes. So, Mike Conley, Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
Utah Jazz also looking into yeah, Mike Conley as well.
Yeah.
Supposedly, they offered Dante Exum and Grayson Allen, who are both younger players. I wouldn't. That's not a great.
No, deal not a good. You don't.
Detroit
want
Pistons. Detroit Pistons offered Reggie Jackson.
All old guy. It's the best. Yeah. Come on down. Yeah. It's great. Memphis is Reggie, like, screw off.
Reggie's not that old, but Reggie's
yeah, still old enough. Know, he's, yeah.
He's like, not that good either.
No. That's another thing. These guys are like offering like kind of scraps and extra pieces.
There's sharks in the NBA camp.
Yeah, yeah. That's
they're
a thing.
Sharks.
Like, if me and you, if like, me and you were sitting there in that meeting,
Reggie
we'd
Jackson?
Be like, we'd be like, screw off, click. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are these guys trying to do to us? They're trying to fleece us. Like, no, Memphis is, they're pretty stand pat. They're like, listen, we have these assets, and no, we're not going to take your trash. We're not going to take, you know, these extra guys. No, they have to be key components, young components, draft picks. I'm with Memphis on this one, you know? Like, that's what happened basically with the Lakers. Like, the Lakers offered New Orleans. I was happy with New Orleans and their stance. They weren't going to get fleeced in a deal. They weren't going to get ripped off. But Morenci, after a while, four first-round draft picks, a second-round draft pick, these extra players, like, the Lakers even said, whoa, break time. Like, you're not getting it. That's it. Like, we're maxed out. This is the deal. There's no more. There's no more food in the cupboard. We can't give you anything else. So take it or leave it, you know? And that's what's going to happen.
I think the Raptors I think the Raptors are going to do something. I think they think they have to. I think that, you know, this is it. Like I said, they got Kawhi Leonard, he's a rental. It's a fact that this is an all-in situation right now. I mean, Kawhi Leonard could leave at the end of the year, and the Raptors are going to, you know, then what are they? They're still a good team, but what are they then, right? Kyle Lowry's a year older. His back is a year worse. Mm-hmm. They have no superstar. You know, they'll have money to bring somebody in. You know, Masai Ujiri, I have confidence in Ujiri. I do. I've got confidence in him that he's always going to make the team better, and he's not going to worry about hurt feelings and stuff, but
oh. –
You know, now, I don't know, but now you know Kyle Lowry knows you're trying to get rid of him. And he is a surly dude. Now, if he doesn't get traded, what's his mood going to be right like for the rest of the year, Cam?
Got to suck it up, though. I don't care. Bottom line is
that's the problem, though.
And like when you're looking
you don't
at
trade
something,
guys,
yeah,
they get
yeah.
pissed off and pouty
yeah.
after, though, right?
Yeah, but it's you also have to understand, like, even with us, like, I look at it like it's a business. Like, you still have to go and do your job every day. Sure, they were looking to trade you. It doesn't mean you're shit. They were just trying to get other assets for you. You can't look at it like, oh, boo hoo, the organization. You know, they're trying to get rid of me. No, they're trying to win a damn championship because year after year you've been playing out there. And I can tell you one thing: you and DeRozan didn't get it done. As favorites. Like, you didn't get it done. Things have to change, Gabe, and you know that. After a while, you'd rather just go down swinging. You got to make a move because being stationary, the way the Raptors are, it's not good for business. You can't just keep be going, you know what? We're the third best team in the Eastern Conference. Or we get to the playoffs, we lose. Like, I would rather be that team to strip it all down and try again, but you have to give it that one shot. Like, they have to find a way to win a playoff rounds. Like, enough is enough. You got to go deeper. You have the talent to, like, at start of the year, did you not think they were the best team in the Eastern Conference? Them or Boston? I did.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You understand, like, this with me. Like, we're in the sports business. Everyone's going to get paid money. That's one thing. You know, you're living a good life. So what's the incentive? The only incentive is to win. We're all well off. Like, and you can't have that. What was me? Oh, they're trying to trade me and stuff. Well, yeah, it's Masai's job to try to win a damn championship because he sees year after year you guys are doing the exact same thing. And LeBron's not even in the Eastern Conference anymore. There's no excuses.
No, I can't disagree. I'm as a Raptor fan, I look forward to seeing what Masai Ujiri tweaks with. Now, swing around the NBA a little bit here right now. Here's reports out of Washington. This is courtesy of the Sporting News. Sources close to in the NBA, general manager tells the Sporting News, the Washington Wizards aren't budging. They're not trading Bradley Beal. They're not breaking up their core of Wall, Beal, or Otto Porter. They said they'd listen to offer for Porter, but they asked for a star player back for Otto Porter. And the guy says, that's not happening.
No, it's not.
I'm just saying, well, Porter does, and I've heard Porter's name, actually. Thing is, Porter's set to make $27 million next year. It's a lot of money. He's overpaid. but everyone in the NBA is overpaid. The Wizards are stuck with John Wall right now, so they can't get rid of Porter. There's rumors here that the Portland Trailblazers and Dallas Mavericks inquired, and the Utah Jazz inquired about Otto Porter. You notice, Cam, Utah's name pops up in pretty much every little rumor here, right?
Not for the superstar,
because they know not AD. AD ain't going there. But you notice all these other players, Utah has their beak in it. You know what I mean? They're talking.
Well, Utah should be talking. Like, at the start of the year when I made, like, futures bets, the two teams I was most excited for were Utah and Toronto. Thought Utah would be really good, and I got to be honest with you, Gabe, and when we were down at the FanDuel book, they go to like, they should have been taking advantage of Houston playing at altitude. They played like junk. I've been very disappointed with Utah.
Yeah, so inconsistent this year.
No, they've been bad in a lot of games this year, and they're a better team than that. I think Utah does have to make a move.
Yeah, it seems like Utah want to. Looks like Utah's looking for shooting. Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're looking for a guard and looking for some shooters to go along with Ricky Rubio. Right. They're saying Markelle Fultz is not going to get traded because he's not healthy, essentially. They're saying that the Celtics want to pay Marcus Morris, that he's not going anywhere. All right. So, yeah, there's not pretty much the biggest rumor right now is this Raptor thing. Like, it's starting to get picked up by other sites now. So, like, the biggest sort of latest NBA rumor. Oh, no. Here's Andre Drummond's name is popping up right now, but
good luck. You know what you have to give up for Drummond? Everything. That's a commodity.
All right. Now, there's a lot of crap out here. You never know what's real.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. That's why we say in the updates, rumors, rumors, reports, rumors. I don't see facts. I see a lot of things.
Here's one rumor there that Blake Griffin's unhappy in Detroit and wouldn't mind being traded.
You could pick it up and put it on Detroit. Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to be too happy there, to be honest.
Excellent point.
He's actually sucked it up. He hasn't really
played. He's played pretty good. I'm with you. I think he guy's been all right. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like Drew says right now. I was talking about the Bavona, the Soulmate commercial.
Yeah, that's what I said. Soulmate.
Yeah.
Soulmate. Yeah. Soulmate. And I said soup. No soup for you. Soup.
Yeah, I like.
Love Drewzilla. He's like, Soulmate. I know it sounds like Soulmate. It does.
Yeah, the internet's Twitter's blowing up right now with this Kyle Lowry stuff. Well, Kyle Lowry's supposed to be in the lineup tonight. My guess is he plays well, Cam.
Oh, yes, definitely. You might want to take a look for him in DFS.
Angry. I want to take a look at this. I want to look at his player prop action. Yeah, he's going to be in a bad mood tonight. Like,
surly.
I think he steps up type thing, bad mood.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. We'll take a couple of your phone calls before we're done, because my feet hurt, as Krusty the Clown would say.
Yeah.
No monologue tonight. My feet hurt. Run the clip. He likes
my back
to smoke.
Hurts. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like Krusty the Clown sometimes in this business, but
big time.
But you know, we suck it up.
Krusty did well though. Like, there was a couple times that he really he scored, like financially, but kind of like us, he pisses it away. He's not very good with his money.
No. Well, he bet it all on the Globetrotters.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the general. The Globetrotters. Thought the generals were due. Yeah, generals
I thought
were
they
due.
Were due. I thought they were due. The best is Krusty, when he did like his 20th year anniversary special, he's like, I've been part of your lives for 13 years, 4 days a week, for 7 out of the last 9, like 12 years. Basically, he's been off the air all the time and back on. It's not like 20 years running straight. It was, I don't have the line fully memorized, but it's just funny. Like, to like Krusty the Clown's 35th television anniversary. And then he, like, when you hear what he says, he's really been on for like 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, for the last 35 years, I've been on in your homes twice a week for the last 9 years out of the last 17.
Amazing.
But, yeah, no, a great. Remember we had Fat Tony on. I always wanted to get Krusty on. You know, I want to get Krusty.
Oh, the voice of Krusty. Yeah, no. Fat Tony was great. And actually, hey, Homer, where are the pretzel monies? And he's like, hey, not bad. A lot of people have tried. Actually, brought it there, Marenzi. Like, put me on the spot and boom, delivered.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, you did a great job. Yeah, I don't know who.
Who does Krusty?
Yeah. Is it a guy that does Homer? I don't know. Like,
his, hey. Like, I'm just trying to think, like, the voice guy, Hank Azaria. Like, who does Krusty? That's good. Who does the voice of Krusty?
It's probably the same guy that does Moe, actually. It's got to be on the
internet. Yeah,
it's,
good
it's
call.
It's the same guy that does Moe. Yeah,
who does Krusty's voice?
I bet you it is Azaria. Yeah.
Krusty's voice. Okay, let's see here. Who does Krusty's voice? I put Krusty's voice instead of Krusty. See, it's Krusty's voice.
It is. Oh no, it's the guy that does Homer.
Really?
It's Dan Castellaneta.
Wow, he's great, man.
Yeah.
Good for him. That's
the thing. If you notice, especially in the earlier ones, like you can sort of tell, like it's the same guy that does a few of them. You know what I mean? Like you'll notice. You'll notice the voices sort of sound a little similar.
Mm-hmm.
But Krusty is kind of unique. He doesn't really sound like the other characters. So you know, I wasn't really positive. So, yeah, it's the guy that does Homer's voice. Interesting.
Very impressive. Regardless, like to be being a voice guy, that's a wicked gig. Like that's pretty impressive. That guy does a lot of different voices, though, too. That's solid.
You know, it's crazy. Well, that's it. Bart's a chick, right?
Yeah, Bart's that Nancy Cartwright chick.
Yeah, Bart Simpson's voice is actually a woman.
Yep.
And, you know, Krusty the Clown used to, the only time, because they're on Fox, so Krusty used to give football picks on Fox. But it wasn't, like, they didn't do the animated clip. It was on, like, the Fox website, you know what I mean? And it was just, like, pictures of Krusty and, like, what Krusty would write for the picks of the game.
That's awesome.
It was actually pretty funny. It was a good little bit, I thought they did, right? Like, and I was like, man, I got to get Krusty on, but I've never got this guy on before. I should try to hunt him down and see if he could do it. He'd seem to do a million interviews, but it's not like he hides it either, right? So I don't know if he does a lot of interviews or not, this guy. Like some of these cartoon animated guys, they don't like doing a voice.
No,
right?
They do. No. Yeah, they're kind of like introverted, kind of like, nope, don't talk to me type of thing. No, but
yeah, because it exposed. It's like a wrestler showing the gimmick, right? Like Tony, yeah. What's the actor we had on? He didn't care. He's like, yeah, I'm fat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but Tony, well, the guy's doing Criminal Minds and stuff too. Like,
yeah,
he was just he's only Fat Tony. He's a voice in the show. Whereas you have to look at the other guys in the show. They're kind of like their allegiance runs deeper. Like he's involved a lot more. So yeah, give it a shot. Marenzi,
you,
doesn't
you
hurt.
Know the story. You know the story of Siri, like the Apple Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Like
what
the you
it?
Want to talk you want to talk about like not getting paid properly type thing for like how often this chick's voice is used. She's basically the voice of Apple. All right, she was. I'm sure now they have updated Siris and stuff, but she was essentially so Siri is basically you ask Siri a question.
Yep.
Like on your iPad, and you know she answers the voice. You know she comes on, and she talks to you. She answers. So people wondered, well, who was Siri? You know what I mean? Who is this voice? So it turns out it's just this, like, sort of middle-aged lady in a small town, like, in Georgia. And she got, like, $12,000, dude. She got $12,000, and her voice is the Apple voice. It's pretty crazy. Like, they didn't even give her, like, an iPhone or type thing or an iPad. Like, they gave her nothing. Like, basically, she got hired through just, like, a voiceover company. like Apple are kind of sneaky like that because they know people want big money, right, and stuff.
Yeah.
So they sort of did them anonymously, and they went through just like she did voiceover work. Like she did commercials in the Atlanta area and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she just did local commercials. She did a few. She did a national thing before. I think she did Oscar Mayer hot dogs or something.
Ooh,
before.
Oscar Mayer wieners. Nice.
Yeah, like a regional commercial or something. So she'd done, you know, she was a professional voiceover girl. But she got called in, and she didn't even, they didn't even tell her what it was for. They said, oh, we don't really know what it's for. It's for some language thing or something. And they basically had her read every word, everything. Like, it's hard to explain, but, like, she has to answer questions, so.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, yes, there's a lot of things
say,
on that
form. It is cold outside. It is hot outside. You know what I mean? So she would have to do the word it, cold, warm, hot, bus.
27 degrees.
Airplane. Like, yep. Pretty much every freaking word you can think of. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. They had her read the word. And it took so long, dude. It took 6 months.
I thought it would even take longer than that. That's
like she was
quick.
Losing her voice. She was losing her voice. She wanted to quit because she was like, this is the stupidest thing ever. Like she had to turn down other gigs and stuff because she committed to this and basically just read the wall, the this, that, nine, two. Like, you know what I mean? And she said it was so repetitive and annoying. And she was losing her voice. And then lo and behold, dude, like a year later, somebody calls her and goes, I don't know if you know this, but your voice is on my phone. It was one of her friends. And she goes, what do you mean? And she goes, look, you're Siri. You're Apple Siri. She had no idea. She got like 9K, 10K or something like
that. Yeah, to do one should have gotten like 100,000K or more.
Yeah, well, she's the most, like, one of the most recognizable voices in the world.
What a scam.
You know?
That's, literally I've been used like that before. Yeah.
So, like, that's Apple. Like, they didn't, oh, we need a voice for Siri. No, no, no. They just sort of outsourced it to this little company in Atlanta who hired this chick. And she's not bitter, though. Like, because, and she has a good point, right? She was saying at first she was really angry. And she didn't tell people she was Siri. Like, she didn't, like, you know what I mean? She was pissed off about it. And finally, I guess her husband or her agent, I think her husband might have been her agent or something, told her, listen, you're dumb not to use this type thing. Mm-hmm. She said, like, he basically said, they might have ripped you off, like, you didn't get paid enough money for it, but you never signed a contract saying you can't say you're Siri. So, boom, she went on, like, the Oprah Winfrey show. She went on a bunch of, like, big talk shows and stuff.
Smart.
On the voice of Siri, and she did it in front of everyone, right? Just, you know, I'm Siri. And boom, she got all kinds of offers, dude. Like, she does all kinds of voiceover. So she said she subsequently made a lot of money off of it, but it took a few years because she was bitter and pissed off about it. It's a pretty interesting story, actually. Like, you know, you're the voice of, like, an Apple product that's, like, sold, like, 400 million units, and you made $10,000, you know?
That's awesome, though. No, the fact that, you know, getting – bottom line is $10,000 compared to what she did. Sure, she could have got more, but that's smart. Her husband giving her that advice to say, you know, you might as well milk it. I've done things like that to a smaller extent, Gabe, like when you're really, really desperate for money and you get $500. The problem is people don't understand when you make that deal, your likeness is out there for a long period of time. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that go on the computer and still find me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're like, Cam, do you know you're dressed up as that, like, you know, piece of crap running around the city and stuff? And, yeah, like, thanks. Like, it's on these things. Like, at the time, it seemed like a good deal when I needed $500, but now it seems like a very bad deal.
I think about that in the porn industry.
Yeah, excellent like point, like, Gabe.
Think like
point.
At a time the girl's thinking, well, whatever.
Wow.
I need the 15. I'm making 15,000 for 2 days. All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, even more some of them. But let's just say, you know, an average or whatever. You know, yeah, I'm getting 20K for the next 2 days. Yeah, but you know, the money's gonna be gone in a couple of months, and that clip is out there forever.
Ever.
You know, like it's like yeah, it's out there. I saw a girl talking about that. You know, that was in the adult industry. And she's, like, she's against it now. Like, she tells people don't get into it type thing. And she basically said that. She's, like, said, you know, at the time, you know, whatever, I wasn't really thinking about the future. But she said now, like, she was talking about how she met a dude she really liked and she was in love and stuff. And she never told the guy. And somebody sent them like a bunch of videos and stuff, and he was disgusted and split. Right?
Yeah.
You know, and she was saying that, you know, it's not the type of thing that it's, you know, it's not easy for people to accept after. She was talking about how, like, she couldn't get, you know, she was trying to, like, she quit porn, and she wasn't a mega porn star, this chick. Like, we're not talking about Jenna Jameson that has $200 million or Lisa Ann or something. That's, you know, Lisa Ann's like a multimillionaire. You know what I mean? Like, they were entrepreneurs. Like, this girl just sort of got used by the industry and had sex on camera type thing. But she was basically stating, like, she can't get a job anywhere. Like, she applied for a job at, like, some real estate place. They basically, like, said, nah, you did hardcore porn. Like, you can't sell houses here. You know what I mean? She just wants to be a real estate agent.
You can't sell houses. Like, yeah. I got to be honest with you. If I had a realtor who was a porn star, that wouldn't bother me one bit. You're selling a home. What's the difference between her selling, knowing about the jacuzzi compared to some what other?
Well, that's it. She was just saying, you know? It would suck. She went to, I don't know, she went to some real estate school or something.
Yeah.
She basically got mocked out of it. You know what I mean? Like, they told her, you don't have a chance. And you know what I mean? You're a skank and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, same thing. Like, you do these, you do the things we do for money, right?
That's the problem. No, and I've done a few of them, Gabe, and it's nice to have the money there, but you said it. The whole problem is it lasts forever, and when you think about it, they can't pay you enough. Like, you always used to tell me that, too. It's like, well, 500 sounds good, but, you know, a couple thousand would be, like, a lot better. Like, you can't put a price on something lasting, even if it's kind of funny or whatever. It's not going to really ruin you, but... It seems at the time you're really you're shortchanging yourself, because a couple hundred bucks for that, it's a joke, really, when you think about it. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Speaking of a guy that we used to work for, I told you about this marijuana. This story just came out. The first ever cannabis golf course resort opening this spring in Smith Falls, Ontario. I got this email. Come check out the Toronto Golf and Travel Show this weekend. And there's an article to, like, a real story. So it's his first golf course that's going to embrace, you know, cannabis on the course. Like, we've never had a problem with that before. But, it's kind of crazy, man.
So basically,
real story.
So people be allowed to smoke weed on the golf course.
Yep.
They'll be welcome or encouraged.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just wondering if our friend has a piece of this business. I'll find this out a little bit more. But, Smith Falls, Ontario. The town is the home of Tweed, you know, the biggest licensed cannabis producer under Canopy Growth in the business. So obviously there's money there.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now, though, and the music is playing here right now, but I'll tell you what. With the cops looking to nail everybody for being stone driving, they're going to be sitting in the parking lot at that golf course.
That's a great point. You got to take an Uber home. Like, you can't be driving there. You got to find your own way. Good call.
Yeah. You're just inviting them to come.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, we're in one of these quick breaks, little mini segments right now, but we got the 6 o'clock update coming, so let's go right to the phones. We still have Kevin in Missouri there, Yank.
How's it going, guys?
What's happening, Kevin? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. How are y'all?
Yeah, hanging in here, you know, hanging.
We're okay.
We can be better, but you know.
Yeah, but we're still okay. We're hanging.
That's good. I got a couple questions for you. What's this Tom Brady deal with him kissing on that other man? Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, I saw that.
He was pretty excited.
Mouth.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Seems to be his thing. Didn't he kiss his kid on the mouth, too, like last year or two Super Bowls ago? Like,
he's a real mouth
dude.
Kisser.
Yeah.
He's listen, out for fungus or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen, I don't mind what people do, but, I don't want to kiss Tom Brady. Yeah,
no,
I like
no,
me neither.
No, no.
Italian soccer guys, even these guys, they like,
yeah, they
those
do
guys,
the side.
They only kiss each other on the cheek. You know
the
what
cheek.
I mean?
They do the side cheek.
Guy.
Yeah, they do the side cheek and the hug. That's
after,
it. Not
after
lips.
A goal or something.
No,
yeah.
No lips. No lips.
Yeah, I was. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little freaked out by that myself, Kevin.
Yeah. That turned me around a little bit, and I was thinking, I was like, "What in the heck is going on here?" And then
he's a weird dude, bro.
Yeah,
it is. And then I got another question for you all. This Vanderbilt and Arkansas game tonight. Yeah, Arkansas, you know, they've had a great run so far with these last two games and that last game with LSU. That was a big win. And what do y'all think about tonight's game? Do you think it'd be a good matchup with Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt and Arkansas.
Right now. It wasn't the top. I've been so focused on the NBA today, thinking about that Raptors-Sixer game. But let me dig in here right now.
Here it is. Vanderbilt, Arkansas, 7, total 147. I think Arkansas could beat down Vanderbilt.
Yes, I agree with you all. And you know what? If they keep it going, you know, people might want to watch out, you know.
They're playing good.
9-4 on their home court. You look at Vanderbilt right now. Man, they've lost nine games in a row right now.
The Commodores are not very good.
No,
by double digits too.
Yeah,
most of
they
them
get
like
smoked. Arkansas,
digits.
That's a big win over LSU on the road against a ranked team. Very impressive.
Yes, sir. And you know what? If we keep on grinding, we keep on going. You know, people better watch out because they said that Arkansas has a lot of young talent, and you know, we put up fights against a lot of ranked teams this year.
You got a great coach too. I love that coach. You Anderson at UAB, love that guy. Guy gets the most out of players.
Remember the old 40 Minutes of Hell days, Nolan Richardson,
yeah.
Man. Those are
love
hell,
them. Yeah.
Hell,
those
hell
they're all from the same coaching tree.
We're going to run through the college games on the other side here, Kevin. I promise. The next hour is all picks and bets and everything, man. We'll talk some college ball. Don't be a stranger, Kevin.